Our next presenter is Shanna Seitz, MA. She is a research analyst with Einstein's Center for Urban Health Research and Policy in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In that capacity, she performs research on healthcare and health policy issues. Ms. Seitz has expertise in conducting public health epidemiological studies and working with large data sets to analyze population-based interventions. She has been expanding her work at the center to include using geospatial technology to examine relationships between personal health and community settings. Shanna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we're picking up kind of a theme going through the presentations of the quest for obtaining data and examining and using that data to understand small areas. This is one way with my colleagues and I that we tried to approach that. And we looked at diabetes and diabetes-related community factors, trying to see where patients live and to understand the communities in which they live. I have no financial or commercial interests.
Conflicts of interest. Your study. Okay, thank you.
The major objectives here is I'd like to communicate the challenges and benefits that we encountered in doing this project. Describe a little bit kind of the back end of how we did this, and then give an idea of the application for GIS for program evaluation and design. As mentioned, I'm in a research center that's located in a hospital. Albert Einstein Healthcare Network is a very large integrated healthcare system in Philadelphia. The primary service area includes a couple hundred thousand people. It's a diverse or multicultural population. 25% of those individuals live below poverty. A disproportionate amount of those individuals are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Again, this is census data that just further suggests that this is a diverse population, fairly homogeneous in its diversity. The map on the right shows the county of Philadelphia, and then highlighted in the darker blue is the service area of kind of where we're focusing. In setting up this project, we had three main questions that we were interested in exploring. We wanted to know what the community in this area looked like, what the resources, strengths, and vulnerabilities were, and then to identify challenges and obstacles as they apply to diabetes and diabetes intervention, as well as the incidence of diabetes in the study area. Give a little bit about how we approached this using GIS. We started by obtaining de-identified hospital data. Since we're located in the hospital, we have access to that information on the quest of getting local data. This was a great way to do it. Which gave us over 100,000 individuals being served by the network within that calendar year. We created spatial references in order to link those patients to zip codes in an aggregate format, and then to identify the study area that we wanted to focus on. To that, we added data from other sources that were already existing, like census data from the city of Philadelphia, as well as using online directories such as Yahoo and Google to obtain information about resources, built environment factors in that area. All those data were brought into ArcInfo, geocoded. To give you a little bit, for those who may not be familiar with geocoding, clearest way to do this is using exact addresses. These are the facilities in Einstein, their exact addresses. Through the process of geocoding, we can link them with the latitude and longitude for each. That latitude and longitude can be combined with a shapefile, as you see here, the county of Philadelphia broken out by its zip codes. We put it all together, and we end up with a shapefile, a geographic file, in this case, the Einstein facilities, and then the patient-level information. All of that can be combined to create a visual representation. Some of what we found, in looking at all of Philadelphia, not surprisingly, a lot of the individuals who had an inpatient stay for diabetes clustered in the primary service area for the hospital, which is outlined in blue on this map. We then focused further on that area, giving you a close-up. These are the five zip codes. You'll see here the facilities that are associated with the healthcare network, as well as towards the bottom of the screen, other hospitals. When we overlay the individuals who had an inpatient stay for diabetes with the healthcare facilities and then added to that, regardless of their affiliation with our healthcare network, facilities that provided specialized care for podiatry as well as eye care, again, choosing those variables because they were related possibly to the complications associated with diabetes. We see that they're going through the center of this map where most of our patients with diabetes are also living. In order to get a better handle on the community, we're looking at the factors that could be associated with diabetes. That comes down to exercise and nutrition. Here's a map where, again, using web-based directories, we could identify all of our grocery stores and food outlets in our study area. The yellow dots represent any grocery, and you'll see kind of grocery bags on there. Those are the large supermarkets. In the background, we layered results from a citywide study that looked at the quality of food that was likely to be obtained in those shops. We could use a cluster analysis for the GIS to indicate that where you see more shops, you're also seeing a lower quality of food. Moved on to look at exercise, access to physical activity, and we plotted out those sites, including rec centers, playgrounds, gyms, weight loss organizations, and we layered that on top aggravated assaults. Seeing aggravated assaults is research indicating that it's associated with other types of criminal activity. Aggravated assaults also pose some jeopardy to personal safety, possibly acting as a barrier to accessing these other sites for physical activity. And what you see is that the playgrounds, there's areas that have a lot of aggravated assaults, and many of the facilities that people could be accessing are within those areas. It looks like physical activity sites are pretty well distributed throughout the study area, but when you look closer to the types of sites, you see that many of them probably have charges and fees associated with accessing their services, and so they may not be as accessible even though they're present in the community. In part of trying to kind of gauge how we could use this information to establish interventions and partnerships, we put out community organizations, regardless of the services they provide, just to begin to understand and ask questions about the service network in this community. From there, of course, looking at who the hospital's already connected with and the types of services that are being offered, where further professional networking moves could be made. In essence, using GIS provided a different way for us to look at these data. Some of it was confirming associations we thought were already there, giving us insight into possibly some of the dynamics at work in this community. It relied on existing data and gave us a local perspective. So, save that.
Our next presenter is Jennifer Horney, MA, MPH. She's the Assistant Director of the North Carolina Center for Public Health Preparedness at the University of North Carolina, Giling's School of Global Public Health. While with the center, she has used GIS for conducting rapid needs assessments after disasters, for outbreak investigations, and for community health assessments in partnership with local and regional public health staff in North Carolina. She's a candidate for a PhD in epidemiology at UNC, where her research focuses on the associations of social factors with hurricane evacuation decision-making.